Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. When you hear a little Phil Collins talking about the air tonight, what comes to mind? Well, for me, it's obvious. Gulf Coast Air Care. That's what comes to mind. And of course,
that works for me.
Should work for you. And the owner is here this morning, Todd St. Orr's, one of my buddies I've known for many years, has an incredible reputation in the community, gives back to the community quite a bit. And this is your season, my friend. So let's talk about
Gulf Coast Air Care. So you see me wearing the white hat this morning. I'm going to referee this whole thing today. I'm the white hat today.
There's the white hat. Okay. Well,
that's a shout out to Jay. We know where he's out there somewhere.
I gotcha. So let's talk about Gulf Coast Air Care and what you all do, because there's different kind. It's a little overwhelming if you're not that familiar and you've just got your first place, or you're trying to figure it out, and now you've got an air conditioner that is, I'm sure, running 24/7 now, and you might have a little hiccup or something's not sounding right. Tell us a little bit about what you do, Todd.
It's not hot enough yet for them to run 24/7,
right.
But in some cases, when they're sized correctly, they'll run a lot more than you think.
Right.
And that is pulling the humidity out when you get a long run time. When you have an oversized system and it runs and shuts down in 8 minutes on a cycle, you get no dehumidification.
Oh, that's not good.
I just got back from a big trip, and there is nothing in the air out west.
That's what
the humidity was 20%. Imagine the inside of your nose and your eyes, like, oh my God, like crust city. I don't want to get too graphic, but
oh my goodness.
Here you need to address the humidity.
Yes, you do.
You know, and if you've moved from a different climate to here, or you just understand what it's like to live in a humid climate, the biggest factor in comfort is the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody can get the temperature right. The thermostat's right over there. We're hammering the thermostat on the wall.
Right.
It's like, oh, I need it to 74. Mm-hmm. I need it to 72. I need it to 70.
Right.
I need it to 68. There's these buzzers and whistles going off like, you're about to do something really stupid. Don't do that. And then if your air conditioner's set up right, it'll get everything to dew point, and then it's sweating everywhere.
There you go. Okay.
You know,
so how do we do that?
Filters are one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're early on in the season right now. So air conditioner's probably been running for maybe a month or two or more, you know, mine.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. It's been a little bit cooler this spring.
It is. Jonathan was saying
that.
And I love the idea of updating the AC vents on a quick upgrade. We do a lot of that because, you know, that's where, when you look at the vents and you're like, oh, man, what's that black stuff blowing out on the ceiling or around the registers or whatever? That's probably a microbial growth issue that's coming from the HVAC. And it just gets worse because, you know, you got the perfect storm in the air conditioner. It's dark in there. It's right temperature. You got a little buildup because you haven't cleaned it in a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole, this is a Navy town. Mm-hmm. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, I hate to say that because the Navy's not really like that.
Yeah, you don't have to be in the Navy to have that attitude. That might just be a Southern thing.
But, I mean, it's the prevailing thought. You know, it's like, that's expensive for everything, whatever. And so, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But you need to do maintenance. You need to have somebody looking at your unit. You need to have a clean coil. And then if you want that insurance, put an ultraviolet light on there, and then it keeps all that stuff from getting worse.
Okay.
And you know, it won't extrapolate the problem. I've just been dying to use a $5 word because I've been on the road with nobody to talk to.
Just talking about the
big vocabulary.
The dry heat.
Yeah. So it's a dry heat. Yeah. Oh my God, it's a dry heat. Let me tell you.
Todd St. Orr's is here. He's the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care. So if you've got a question about your air conditioning, this is the time to do it. That's what we're all about. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. He is certainly an expert in what he does. 850-437-1620. So right now is the time,
I mean, if you have a question, you're not sure, I mean, text in or call us at the office, 850-934-2768. The lovely Kathy St. Orr's is on the phone today on her perch there. So our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And then we're kind of a family-run deal because Sam's, you know, he's been holding down the fort while I was kind of out of the loop. And And I want to shout out to both my boys have birthdays in the next week, 10 days. So happy birthday, Sam. He's going to be 32 this year.
No.
And happy birthday to Bryce Perry. He's going to be 30.
No way.
So, yeah, my youngest one's going to be.
So you had your kids when you were 10. Is that right?
Yeah. That. Uh-huh. Yeah. So look at all this wisdom in this beard.
Come on now. White beard thinking, okay. Well, happy birthday, guys.
So, I saw some cousins that I hadn't seen in 20 years.
Oh,
and
nice.
I told them I was doing a radio show, and they were just like, oh, my God. Oh. And I said, well, you can listen online if you want. I don't know if they're listening today. So,
well, newsradio923.com. You can go right there.
So, anyways, all my shout-outs are done now, so we can get back to indoor air quality.
Yeah, you can listen live, streaming live, and you can also re-listen to a podcast because as soon as the show's over, I put those right on our podcast page.
Well, and they're like, you have a podcast? I'm like, well, no, I don't have a podcast,
but
I mean,
close.
You can listen to it like it's a podcast. And you can pretend that I'm Joe Rogan. And they're like, yeah, right. And I'm like, okay, all right.
We try not to get into politics.
Yeah.
We're just going to stick with the air conditioning vents. That's tough enough.
So, if you have questions or concerns, send them in now or look at our stuff that's out there. I mean, I've been doing this newsletter for 14 years.
Wow.
And we've been using a little bit of AI. Kathy's become a kind of an AI specialist. Mm-hmm. So now there's this agent. I don't even know how to explain it. It's a bot. And it's like me.
Wow.
They're trying to, it's like, what would Todd say about this weird scenario at a house? And we get these questions all the time. We have for 30 years.
Sure.
Like, my floors are cupping one way. Or, I got this weird odor. I have bronchitis, but nothing else. Yeah, and the answers are all in
because
there.
Because you've put it in your newsletter. So AI picks out from all the sources online.
Oh, they fit all that stuff in there. It's like,
interesting.
Gosh, Lee, I'm almost feeling obsolete.
No.
I am a dinosaur now.
No,
you know,
you're not. You're somebody who has a lot of experience.
Well,
there's
a
difference.
They can't replace me with AI. It's
absolutely
not going to happen.
Not.
Who's going to kneel down and look at your coil and determine that's where the issue's coming from?
That's right.
So
what are
probably
some of the
Sam.
What are some of the big issues you're seeing right now? Because you're talking a bit about the humidifiers and humidity in the air.
Yeah, so get a hygrometer. It's a little gadget that tells you temperature and humidity.
I have one at my house.
Had one in here for a while.
Yeah, it was here. I don't know where it went, but I have one at my house.
Somebody realized what a cool little tool that
thing
is. It's
neat. Talk about what that does.
And so you'll measure your humidity. If it's over 60 or 65 on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
you're going down the mold road. That's it. You're going to have microbial growth issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time. If you want to be comfortable, you'd be at 50% or below relative humidity. And the temperature varies a little bit the more you run your air conditioner. So instead, if you're at home during the day, you're probably running at 75, 74.
Mm-hmm.
The lower you run that thing till you get to dew point, the more humidity it'll take out. Because the air conditioner, most air conditioners are like 75, 25. So they do 75% temperature work and 25% humidity work. That's why we want a long run time to pull that humidity down. And you don't know this unless you have either a fancy thermostat or a little gadget called a hygrometer.
They're really tiny. They're small. I keep mine right by my counter.
Big round ones. You can just get them online. You can get them at a big box store or whatever. They're cheap. They're less than $20. And then you have another tool in the toolkit to find out why are we not healthy? Why are we not comfortable? And why is our power bill outrageous?
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll kind of tell you you're running the air conditioner long term to get that humidity down, which is not necessarily a bad thing. If it's designed correctly, you should have an extended runtime when it's really hot, like high 80, 90
mm-hmm.
degrees.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were talking about the humidity being high this week.
Right.
It's like the first time I've noticed them saying something about
it. Yeah, absolutely. So, and the weather... places, they'll report what the humidity is going to be, so
mm-hmm.
you can kind of anticipate what's going on. But that little hygrometer will save you. I mean, it just adds into the equation of trying to figure out. I spent the last 30 years, gaps, cracks, and holes, and it's an equation on like, okay, if we do this,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if we fix the, if we rebalance the airflow, if we change the fan speed, if we clean the coil and increase the airflow, what is it going to do to the output? So there, here I am talking with my hands.
I know, I love it. I love it. He's gesturing all over these.
Can we get a camera in here where everyone can see? So
I get the benefit of seeing all the description.
You know, when you change one thing, you're going to have a reaction to that by changing it. So, you know, that's one of the things that happens. But, you know, and if you have a question that's just crazy, you know, like
anything goes.
Yeah.
Send text
it in. If we can't help you, we have a network of people after 30 years that can help you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you need somebody to help you figure out, you know, what's going on, it's not something that we do. We have somebody that, you know, we'll help you.
So text in your question this morning at 850-437-1620.
Right.
So now what does it cost if I think I've got a problem, but I'm not sure? What does it cost to have someone come out and take a look?
Well, we do free estimates. We've always done free estimates.
That's right,
And that's kind of a cursory inspection. Now, if we have to get out gadgets and we have to get out test equipment and diagnostics and all that, you're going to be looking at covering our time for an inspection, a report, and, you know, whatever. Because a lot of these things, you know, it needs to go to the insurance company, it needs to go to the realtor, it needs to go to the landlord, you know, whatever. So there's a little bit of expense for that. But typically our indoor air quality assessments and all that are less than $300.
Okay.
But all our estimates are free. So if you have something going on, we want to talk to you on the phone. We want to figure out what you think the problem is because you live there.
Right.
And then, or work there. And then, you know, we can kind of go from there to set a time and do an inspection and kind of figure out what's going on.
And so, you did mention you do commercial as well as residential.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And government work and all kinds of stuff. While I was gone, something popped up for the Air Force. So I got to deal with that, too. But anyways, and we've done... Well, over 30 years, you know, there's a whole list of stuff. And some of that's on our website, GulfCoastAirCare.com. And then, you know, if you don't want to air out your dirty laundry on the air here this morning, 850-934-2768, and we'll help you. So, which dirty laundry reminds me of dryer vent cleaning.
Yeah.
So if you haven't had your dryer vent cleaned in a year, it's time. If you haven't had it cleaned in 10 years, it's way past time.
Okay. How do you do that?
With the same tools that we use to clean the ductwork, it's just a smaller, by code, the dryer vents are supposed to be 4 inches. So there's a 4-inch pipe or a 4-inch piece of tubing or whatever. And we, you know, oftentimes we have the super high tech temperature related or it's a temperature rated new dryer duct that we put on for a lot of people, and they're like, oh, it doesn't kink up and it makes my dryer work so much better. You just buy a piece of dryer vent hose on the back.
Isn't that interesting? Because that can save you money too. The efficiency
it does. I mean,
right?
When the dryer won't do beach towels for three cycles, it's like something's going on. And all the new dryers have this buzzer that just says, hey, meh, you know, it's like something's going on. It's it means the thing's overheating and the dryer vent is clogged up probably. So, and, you know, this is one of these areas where we have an overflow guy. If we can't get to it, we'll send you to the guy. And so he called the other day and related this story about these rotobrush guys. I don't use a rotobrush because it can go in there and torque and damage the ductwork. He said he was doing some dryer vents in an apartment complex. And they were rotobrushing. They would run it into the duct and just pull the stuff right into the room.
Oh, wow.
And that's what you get with a $99 duct cleaning job. I'm like, are you kidding me? He goes, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
So he related this story to my office staff. So
okay, and I was like, don't do that.
No, we don't use that rotobrush tool. It's not a tool that's and you have to have the system under negative pressure. So you have to have this giant negative air machine hooked up before you run any tools in there. Otherwise you're just going to create this storm inside the indoor environment in a conditioned space. Ungood. I did one of those in 1994 on a fire job at my neighbor's house, and I'm
well,
this doesn't work. I have to figure out something different.
Well, you said if it ain't broke, don't fix it. There's one philosophy, and my philosophy is I don't do any do-it-yourself projects, because that's why I'd go in with good intentions and do the exact wrong thing. Oh, that brush thing sounds good.
Well,
sounds
good. You know, if you're a DIY person, in my opinion, you're a badass if you're doing the right things. If you're not doing the right things, you're a knucklehead, you know.
But if you get in the middle of the project, you realize Todd's the guy to call.
Right. You know what? A lot of people, we go out, we do an inspection. Mm-hmm. They pull that attic ladder down. They get to the handle on that, and they're about to go in the attic. They're like, I'm not doing this. What's their phone number? It's 850-934-2768. Call me. There and I'll go. Send some skinny guys up in your attic, and they will get that thing taken care of.
There so. You go. And one of the things I do love is Todd does have a newsletter that he puts out every month. He's got the June newsletter I've got right in front of me. So how do I get on your email list? Because really, there's some great tips. Everything is very current. It's seasonal. Talks about what they're doing right now. I mean, last month was a big focus on air duct cleaning, of course.
Right,
and
right.
so now
mm-hmm.
this month, looking at that attic insulation and well, talking about that.
Yeah, I wrote an article about, you know, don't add in a bunch of insulation to your attic if you haven't had an inspection done up there, because you get this perfect blanket of stuff over everything, and then we got to go up there and waller through all that mm-hmm. stuff to look and see where the duct leakage is, what's going on.
Do the inspection first.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's great
yeah,
advice.
And yeah, get your fluff right, but you know, you need to have somebody look at that before you do that, because mm-hmm. when somebody has to go up in there, then it mashes down all this beautiful 14 inches of loft insulation. We do some of that work mm-hmm. as well, but we want to do it after the fact.
So. No, that makes perfect sense. So how do I get on your newsletter list?
Just call us at the office, 850-934-2768, or you can email in info@gulfcoastaircare.com. Say, hey, add me to the newsletter. We're fixing to start printing for snail mail again.
Oh, good.
We've just, you know, we just gotten distracted. You know,
I get it.
I had to go to the Grand Canyon. I'm sorry.
Understand.
I didn't
you
have time to do
it. You worked hard. You were there almost a month, right?
So, yeah, I was gone for a long time. So, but I'm going to get the January or the July. What day is it?
This is Oh, see, now I'm really jealous. You don't even know what day it is. I think this is June 10th, my friend.
I'm going to get all that stuff squared away. And so we mailed that out for a long time. Then we kind of stopped and mm-hmm. we went back and, you know, logistics and all that stuff in town. So, but anyways, we can send you a digital copy today, right now. Just call us at gulfcoastaircare.com or at info@gulfcoastaircare.com.
Great.
Or at the office, 850-934-2768.
No, it's a great little newsletter. Has all kinds of tips.
What is
and very
my
good.
Dad joke for June?
Your dad joke for June.
There's dad jokes on here. There's
Hang on. Let me find it. Let me Funny bone. Yeah. Okay. Oh, are you ready?
Yeah.
Why did the guy throw the clock out the window?
I wrote this one. I don't, or I found it. I don't.
Okay, why did the guy throw the clock out the window? Because he wanted to see time fly.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. That's definitely a dad joke.
That's just
definitely
a little teaser
joke.
Of what you
I
get
know.
With the newsletter. So, my favorite recipes for the back patio are on there.
I see
oh,
that.
Oh, and then, of course, there's also a music recommendation, or, you know, because I'm an audiophile.
He is a musicophile.
I love going to the music festivals and
mm-hmm.
all that. I didn't get any music when I was out west, so it was just kind of, we were sightseeing.
This month's recipe is for grilled flatbread pizza.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Back to business, 850-437-1620. We're talking with
what were
Todd
we talking about?
Todd St. Owens, yeah. owner of Gulf Coast Air Care. If your air conditioner's not working or you're having some issues, now is the time to have them come out and take a look at it.
So, yeah, I was going to say, it's the front end of the season. Your air conditioner's been running. You know if it's holding off or making noise or, you know, if it's cooling the house down. Go outside, find the drain line, make sure there's no weeds growing around it, not stopped up with mud. There's not mud daubers out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find that drain line, and then you need to understand you need to either be able to suck that out with a shop vac or just put a little vinegar in there when you change the filter. It's time to change your filter. If you don't have a good air filter, Meg...
Yes, he's giving me the lecture this morning.
You are one.
That's what I know. Well, and one of the things I have learned from you is use vinegar, not bleach.
Yes, right. And that bleach, if it gets on your coil fins, if you're dumping it in the drain line to keep that gunk out of there,
mm-hmm.
that's fine. But the bleach can eat into the coil fins, and then you're replacing an air conditioner. And have you priced air conditioner lately? They're not cheap.
No. They're not cheap.
So a couple years ago, the manufacturers came out with a statement that said, we want everybody to switch over from bleach to vinegar because
mm-hmm.
it's less harmful on the equipment. You know, the acetic acid and vinegar will still eat that slimy, gunky stuff. And when you look at that drain line, I mean, the thing's been running for a month. You don't want a flood in your house. You want that all that clean, clear water to go outside away from the foundation.
Right, right.
So a lot of them stop right at the brick line or right at the foundation. And all the new installs, everybody, they're really good at running it out past the air conditioner and dropping it, that water, 3 or 4 or 5 feet from the house.
That's smart.
You know, and it is because that thing produces in the height of summer 3 to 5 gallons of water a day, depending
wow.
on how you have your thermostats.
Right. Wow.
That's a lot of water that's just going right by your foundation.
Yes, it is.
And then it affects the building envelope and, you know, if you have wood siding or stuff like that. So that's a simple one that you can do. Just go outside and find it. If you need coaching, call me up. I'll walk you through it while you're on the phone. Like, go to the air conditioner. Look down by your feet.
There you go.
Oh, see that big slimy, snotty-looking thing? That's your drain line. You got to get that cleared out.
There you go.
So,
okay, we've had this question before.
Sorry,
but
I'm being graphic
no,
today,
it's okay. 850-437-1620. Just a couple of minutes left. But we have had this question before, which is, my air conditioner seems to be working great at the front of the house, but the back of the house still is warm.
That's a duct issue or a return. You know, you got an undersized return. It's pushing all this airflow through the duct, mm-hmm. and then it can't get enough airflow back. You got to have a big enough return, or there's something going on with the duct up in the attic. We'll go up there and look.
It's a pretty common problem, isn't it?
A duct diagnostic, we measure with airflow, and so we're looking for 1,200 CFM, a cubic foot of air in a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for 1,200 CFM for a 3-ton unit. If we got 900, there's 300 leaking somewhere.
Ooh, okay.
So, and we don't guess. If you don't test, it's just a guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting all my tri phrases
in
today.
You are.
So.
I'm very proud of you. Rest has done you some good.
And you got to measure it and test and figure out, like, where's that airflow going? And mm-hmm. the air conditioner, all it knows is I'm a 3-ton unit. I got to push 1,200 CFM air. So it sucks it from the gaps, cracks, and holes I was talking about. It sucks it from the wall cavity. It sucks it from the attic. And you don't want that. You want it coming from in the house where mm-hmm. you're, keeping clean floors and housekeeping, all that kind of stuff. So, and that's a fairly simple fix. Sometimes there's no balance features in most residential houses. They just put the duct in and it's just open pipe. It just flows.
Right.
In a commercial, they have to have balance dampers and features where they can change the airflow and do test and balance. And we have adapted over the years to do a lot of that balance work and make that thing. It's like, oh my gosh, the master suite now has airflow.
Mm-hmm.
The master bathroom, instead of being a sauna,
right.
now gets ventilated.
But it's probably the common mistake is they think, well, I guess I better buy a stronger air conditioner.
Right, that's exactly.
But you haven't really fixed the problem.
That is a bad idea. Like, well, 2.5 tons doesn't work. Let's put 3.5 tons
well, that's
in here.
That would be my first thought. I must need a stronger air conditioner.
It's gonna be worse because
right.
that runtime is a shorter runtime now because mm-hmm. you got this big, powerful air conditioner, and then all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, something's not going on. You're not dehumidifying, and then you're your hygrometer will tell you that, but yeah, don't be buying a bigger air conditioner. Bigger is not better in the HVAC business. I know it's the American way of life. I just came through
more.
Texas. Trust me, bigger is better out there.
That's true.
But bigger is not better in the HVAC business. So don't buy an oversized unit. Get a heat load calculation done. Get somebody to help you. Gulf Coast Air Care will help you. We've been doing it 30 years. 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. You, woman, are awesome.
Not as awesome as you because you know how to fix my air conditioner.
I'm going to look at it if you call me.
I'm going to call you. Todd St. Orange, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Gulf Coast Air Care, get on that email list. It's a very cool newsletter that he does once a month. Info at gulfcoastaircare.com.